Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matagy Digital.
Before we get started, head on over to kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca/checklist and download Matt and Brian's marketing checklist for Kawartha small businesses. Okay, today we are live from Thrive Podcast Studio in beautiful downtown Lindsay at Thrive Coworking Community, 18 Kent Street West. You should definitely check it out. And we are talking about Hot Business Summer. So goodbye, Hot Girl Summer. Hello, Hot Business Summer.
When I was doing the social media for this, like the schedule and everything, I saw this title and I burst out loud laughing. I had no idea what it was. I think I specifically told you, do not give me any more details as to what you were thinking with this, but this is extremely funny.
Awesome. All right. So what are your initial thoughts? What's a hot business summer?
Honestly, I thought this was to do with events that are going on maybe this summer, what's happening in Kawarthas in June, July, August. I don't know at this point because that is frankly another podcast that we do.
Awesome. So yeah, this episode, my thoughts were just answering a couple questions. So one is, what is a hot business summer? How do you have a hot business summer? Why you deserve a hot business summer, and really what it means to you. So I basically, this popped in my head because like, not as much this summer, I think it was last summer or the summer before, on like TikTok and social media, people would talk about their hot girl summer. And I joked about my hot girl summer, which was mostly just, you know, can I get up and go to like the gym every day and like, enjoy summer? So it's about like, I think just embracing the joy that is summertime. We've had a few years where things have been shut down more, been irregular. So it's like kind of coming back and just kind of having a regular, awesome slash epic summer. And then I thought, well, you should be able to do that for your business. Yeah. So, like, what is a hot business summer?
It's interesting to think about that because I know we just had another conversation, so it might be weird to you to have a very similar conversation. But the summers are usually more quiet for business-to-business type businesses, service businesses. Even some service businesses that are busy in July get really quiet in August because their run is over. Even I'm thinking retail of people wanting to buy their summer stuff, like come middle of July, August, they kind of got everything. HVAC company that I work with, they don't install air conditioners middle or end of August. At that point, people are like, well, I'll make it till September or whatever. But in the past, like the summer has always been a more quiet time, people going on holidays. We've seen the last couple of years, there's been major disruptions in that from a COVID perspective and a pandemic perspective. I feel as if this summer is going to get back to quote normal, but I don't know. But then there's, I'm sure people listening to this that are extremely busy in the summer. So a lot of retailers, shopping type of walk-in type of businesses, the businesses in Finland, the businesses in Bob Cajun are probably even more dependent on that summer type of traffic. I remember talking to a friend of ours at the gym that owns a grocery store in Bob Cajun, and she was saying like her busiest time of year is the summer. It's just chaos. I don't even think is an appropriate word. She had said like the winter is just great. Like there's not as much, like it's busy always. People always need to eat. But the summertime is just an absolute gong show up there. So,
and I think that, you know, to pick that apart, there's lots of sort of hot business summer that it means to different people. So for some, it could be, I just want a regular busy summer again. And you might be a business owner. And I know, you know, thinking of Anna who owns Slices and Scoops in Finland, like the summer is her busy time to shine. So it's like, there are no holidays. There's no days off. So hot business summer could be, I open up in the morning and there's a lineup all day long. And I have, you know, some good staff there. We're having fun and we're busy the whole time. And we have an awesome summer doing that. You know, we're not dealing with different restrictions or, you know, extra curveballs that might, you know, you might have had in the past. You're just there and able to like lean in and like run your business and do the stuff that you love the most.
Yeah. And it's hard as a business owner to try to figure out when is the time of year you're going to spend time just thinking about your business. I used to think it was December. It would be a good time, but that ends up not being great for me from a marketing perspective, because people are like end of year, they're worried or they're already thinking about next year. Summer is sometimes similar. I have found from a marketing perspective, like my busiest time of year is, I want to say January, if not January, it's February 1st for like 3 months is chaos. And then September through December is also like kind of like very busy too. I find in the beginning of the year, people are freaking out either about what happened last year and they don't want it to happen again, or they need to grow this year for whatever their goals or reasons are. It's different for every business owner. Maybe some in the summer is the best time to actually sit back and reflect. But in some ways too, that's the time of the year they want to actually go enjoy so many of the reasons why they moved or live in the Kawarthas anyways.
Yeah. And I think, again, that could be part of your hot business summer, might be taking that time to enjoy, be away from your business for a little bit, or hybrid a little bit and think, you know, I'm going to think about my business a bit while I'm on holidays. Like, I'm going to separate, maybe I take a journal book with me and really think about maybe some longer term vision type stuff, or do some of that type of assessing. So that if you get into the fall where you maybe do some more specific planning, you kind of know where that is. So just being able to do that. Sometimes hot business summer could have the confidence to be able to step away from your business and it not be a complete disaster. So I know some business owners who that's what they've been working towards. One I know in particular was sort of, you know, planning a bunch of different vacations this summer, like little bits of time away. And it's the greatest they've ever felt about being away from their business. And to them, that's a victory, right? That's a years in the making to be able to like leave for a few days and trust that things are going to happen without you, that business is going to keep going on. So to them, that hot business summer could just be, hey, I actually can go away for a few days and my business is going to continue on without me.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Was that our mutual plumber friend?
Maybe.
Okay. So yeah, we have a mutual plumbing friend that I was talking to a couple of weeks ago, and he kind of brought up like how difficult it is to get away from work or be home for dinner all the time. And I kind of told him, like, I've always structured my business and my life that way. Like, I'm always home for dinner unless I specifically choose not to be. It's usually because of some other event or social thing.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he hasn't really picked up a wrench in like 4 years for certain circumstances. And that was really hard. But now he's like spent the last 4 years working on his business and he never got to go away. And this summer now, like, he's going and on a few different vacations, and he was telling me about, like, he's got an RV and he's heading down like a little country music festival, and I don't know where else he's going, but he said like this is the first time maybe ever, like you said, if it's the same person, there, it's like the actual had the opportunity to step away and he's not scared or nervous about it, which I think is really cool and exciting. And maybe that's what hot business summer is about in general, for like a larger conversation of like, how do we as business owners actually start to plan and focus on enjoying so many like the great things in the summer that we all love and we're supposed to love the summer because the heat is great and everyone loves humidity and sweating all the time. But like, it's, there's so much fun stuff happening in the summer. Like, how do we actually spend the year focusing on being able to enjoy that? I know for myself too, it's getting more important, but I always said that I was going to take Fridays off in the summer. And I did it the first year and it was really hard. And I don't know if I did maybe honestly more than 4 days in the summer. But that was like May through September type of thing. Then the next year I focused on it more and more. And this past summer, I did it every single Friday, which was great. This year I will do it every single Friday. But it's getting more and more important too. Like, COVID was one thing where the kids were home all the time. But now, like, kids' summers are July and August. That's it. So I want to spend as much as my vacation time with them. Not that I get vacation time, but as much as my time away from the business is going to be in the summer, July and August. And this year, I think I've only got 1 week, which sounds like really low for me. Because last summer, I feel like I didn't work much last summer, but it was only probably 2 or 3 weeks off in that, I guess, 8 week span. If you think about it in that regard, maybe it is a lot, and especially as a business owner. But my goal, I've never really said this out loud or thought about it, would be like just almost the whole summer off. Like, I would work a week in July, a week in August, and just spend the rest of the summer off doing stuff, being able to check in. Maybe I do like a Monday check-in or something. Maybe that's the goal. Sorry, I'm just rambling now, but thinking maybe the goal is not Fridays off, but it's, I want 1 day a week where I'm working and that's it. It's just check-ins. Here's how things are going. Working with people that understand the importance of that. And like, you have to build the trust so they know that the work is still getting done and it's still being done effectively. It's just, it's going to be on a different sort of routine or whatever. So,
yeah, what I think is neat about this conversation is it's exactly right in terms of like what it means to different businesses.
Yeah.
I think defining it is important, but then also where this leaches into the rest of your business is knowing that. I think, you know, again, nature of your business, some businesses are summer focused. And if you're the business owner, it's your prime time. So it's like you work every day, no days off. But then your hot business summer might mean you're set up to like earn as much as you can during that time and operate as profitably as you can during that time. For others, it could be about that balance of, okay, I can be away, or this is the time of year where I take Fridays off. I have a few weeks scheduled where I'm away. In order to do that, or for you, I want 1 day a week where I check in, right? If you really are serious about doing that, the work doesn't go away, but you can plan it, you can manage it, you can have people in place that understand that importance and are, give, you know, see it as an opportunity to run that without you. I know I've worked in businesses before where I was the one who ran the place when the owner was away. So I saw it as like, good, go away. Like, the place doesn't fall apart without you.
Right.
That's a joy to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. I was actually reflecting on that. A project that I'm most proud of in my career, I did once on a Canada Day where I was the only one working and the owner of the company was on their jet ski all day and would sometimes look at their email and just see that like things were happening, a project that sort of came out of nowhere. But there's a structure in place to do that, or a cadence of knowing that, okay, the spring will be chaos because we're, you know, for you, rounding up clients, getting things set, getting plans done early, which should happen anyway, and all the work done so that it's set up to run during the summer. So there's so many business fundamentals that kind of link into that that allow you to do that. Whereas other businesses are just never end up doing that. They're always busy. So they end up wasting the summer doing extra work or catching up on things because they didn't plan for that.
The hardest part will be, frankly, because I don't believe I need to be involved in everything, and I'm not. The one thing I do need, the hardest part will be sales calls, new sales calls.
Yeah.
And maybe I just get like really, really, really critical. I've already answered my own, like how to figure, I've already figured this out. Like live coaching myself in a way.
Yeah.
But like I just have a better qualification for leads where it's like a form or something like, hey, thanks for reaching out. Please fill this out. And if it's like something that makes a lot of sense and they hit these certain criteria, then I'm going to have that phone call. And if it doesn't, then it goes to starting point. Or if it doesn't fit either of those, talk to you later. Talk to you in September.
Yeah, and those are ones, again, this is maybe a whole other coaching call, but it does depend on what you're doing. Lots of businesses have a waiting list or they have a cadence of when they do initial calls, when they do projects. Being open and clear about that might be a trade-off. So maybe you lose a good opportunity. But in the grand scope of your business, that's just how you're set up and how it's different. Also, if you have a day a week that you're working, those are days you have available for certain types of sales calls.
Yeah.
And again, you can always make a change, right? And it's hard to go from zero to work one day a week, but you might still, you know, monitor emails, or you might have a time of day where you sit down and just make sure you're not missing anything, right? But that doesn't mean you're getting up and going into the office or you're planning tasks for that day. It could be checking for those great opportunities that show up. But at least you know you're not answering every possible inquiry. You're able to then be excited about it. Which I think as a business owner, I think you do a good job of anyway. You're structuring your business to work with people you want to work with where you can do your best work. So it's not like, oh, I need a break to be away from my stupid business that I hate, right? It's about, for you, it's about spending time with your kids and making sure you have that balance, making sure you have a good break. So like, I think you could structure it so that if those projects that excite you come up, you're still having a hot business summer. If you're like, oh, I got this call with this awesome client of someone I really want to work with. That's not work the same way as, well, I, you know, have to go in and do this thing that I could have done 2 weeks ago, but I decided not to.
Yeah.
So that today I'm going to miss a super nice day swimming with the kids to work on it instead.
Yes. Maybe explain a little bit more of where my head's at then this summer. And I don't mean to do a live coaching, so if I'm like going way off track, let me know. But I do think there's
hot business summer.
I think there's very valuable information within the conversation we'll have for other people that are very focused on balance and mindset too. But I've gotten not obsessed with golf this summer. It's like not a new hobby for me, but something that I've like gotten back into. I really enjoy it. It's the only thing I've found that can make me completely think about all the hardships in my life. And not that business is a hardship, but like I'm able to turn off my brain business wise and not think about challenges in other places. So I've been very much enjoying that. And then I was thinking like, okay, I'm going to join this league over at the Lindsay Golf and Country Club because clearly I'm an elitist and I need to join a golf league at a country club. I just think it's a great opportunity. And also, frankly, I started doing some like thinking about other people that I know that go there, and they're a bunch of business owners and it's like a pretty good networking opportunity. Anyways, I was like, well, how am I going to pull this off next summer with like taking the Fridays off with the kids and like having that long weekend every weekend and then working or trying to golf every week or whatever. Like night times are fine, but then like that cuts into bedtime or more time with my kids. I get really stressed when I only work 3 day weeks, which will happen sometimes with like Fridays off, then other long weekends and stuff. But then yesterday too, I was thinking about like, or sitting at the pool with my kids. And then I started to do some of that math that, I forget who the guy was on the Business Made Simple podcast, but he was talking about, he has 8 more family vacations left. right? Because his kids are this age, and at this point, they might not, or probably won't want to go on family vacations anymore. They'll get to a point where they're teenagers and they'll have boyfriends or girlfriends and other interests and stuff, and you can't really force them to come along with you. So even in his head, he's got like 8 more family vacations. So he spends his entire year planning those and planning those business-wise and working around that. And I found that to be a very, very, very fascinating concept. So I started thinking about that now. And I think about that a lot, probably because I think in processes, as I'm realizing. But I've now, yesterday, I was like trying to do some math on like how many pool days a year I get with my kids where I can sit down at the pool. I don't have a big pool. Now I sound like a super elitist because I'm talking about my pool,
and my golfing, my working only a few days a week. And
I moved into a home that has an above ground pool, and Brian's been there. It's not a nice home, but anyways, it's a home.
I like your house.
Thank you. But like, I'm sitting on the deck, and like the kids are off playing, and it's beautiful out. I'm listening to this awesome music, and frankly, I'm drinking rosé. But so maybe that was why. But I'm thinking, like, I only get 8 of these a year, probably.
Yeah, and that's. Again, link it back to hot business summer. Like sometimes when you really think about those days, the 8, you know, X number of really awesome pool days, right? I know people with boats, and I've always resisted owning a boat because I'm like, when you do all the work for owning a boat, you really only get maybe a dozen days or half a dozen like awesome prime days with that boat for your whole year. Business owners as well. I know some businesses are like, I get this number of awesomely profitable days a year. The rest of the time I break even. So I need to be geared up and ready to enjoy and make the most of that time. And I love the, you know, that analogy of like number of days with kids. So yeah, it's about, how do I either get a few more of those or just make the most of them so that I'm not in my mind somewhere else?
Absolutely. And it made me think yesterday, I'm like, I'm going to be way more critical about invitations to other stuff. And like, I had a great weekend. It was awesome. But at the same time, I was like, we should have spent more time just sitting here doing nothing instead of running around and doing all these other things. And we don't do a lot of chores or stuff with our kids. It's mostly just like other activities and events and everything. But it made me think about that. So then somehow in the last 12 hours, I've gone from those two thoughts. And one of them being, I hate when I only work 3 days a week. And now I'm thinking, how do I only work 1 day a week in the summer?
I think these are amazing conversations. And it's funny how this went. Like, these topics, I think, loosely preparing, always go in a good direction. And I think it's bang on the topic, which is hot business summer. But it's thinking about those, but those now become your business questions, right?
Yeah.
How do I do this? And you might not get it next week, but now that gives you another filter of how you design your business, because it's your business. It's, you're not measuring it against somebody else. You're not measuring it against someone else's ideals. It's creating that business for your life and how you want to structure it. So now it's about how do I make sure that my summer times are slower for you specifically. It helps you make decisions for if you hire people or the mix of people you hire. Like, you have to make sure they're suitable for that and understand that. It helps you set a goal to reach where you are having more of those days with your kids. And then also you talk, you know, saying no to invitations. Like, I love thinking, you know, to loop economics in, you know, the opportunity cost of a barbecue is that the real cost is a day at the pool with your kids.
Yeah.
Right. And I think I've talked before, I worked with someone who had a similar outlook on campfires with their kids.
Yeah.
And they were like, I get 8 campfires a year with my kids. And they were at the age where all their friends were getting married. So they were like, every wedding invitation cost a campfire with my kid. So how many weddings do I go to this summer? Right. And that was a filter for making decisions. So yeah. You're looking at, you know, how do I have that hot business summer? Which means that you're spending time with your kids, but you're not doing it at the expense of your business.
Yeah. And I guess the summary of the episode is about being prepared and preparedness. So if I have it in my head that my hot business summer is about working infinitely less, and maybe that's other business owners. I'm trying to make sure this isn't all about me. But if the goal for your hot business summer is to work as little as possible, I just have to prepare for that. And that preparation probably starts in September or October for next year. Or vice versa, if you're the slices and scoops, which I don't know if I've slid into this episode, is like the pizza is way better than it even needs to be.
Yeah.
Such an underrated spot for food in general. But they're a place in Fenland, or if they're a place in Bob Cajun, which maybe only has, I guess I'm doing the math, like 16, maybe I'm guessing 16 profitable money-making days for the entire year. That's about being prepared also. That's not about, okay, it's May 1st and we have to get ready. Like, they're probably preparing for next summer, September 1st.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, I think, the key to all this. And I'm now thinking hot business summer is a whole campaign that we're going to do for the podcast. How can we provide your hot business summer? Are you going to mat the summer and do nothing?
Yeah.
Or are you going to slice and then scoops the summer? Right.
Yeah.
And now in my head, I'm like, okay, people need to prepare. Like, if we wanted to do a plan with them, that's a 6-month probably plan leading into the summer. That means we need like 3 months to get it rolling in market.
Yeah.
That's like a whole 9-month process.
And I think that's what's really cool about, you know, your business in marketing, and why that could be like Matt takes the summer kind of off. You know, you're doing some work, you're doing some things. But if somebody is like, oh, my sales aren't what I thought they'd be, it's July 5th.
Yeah.
Let's do a campaign. Like, that's not helping you this summer. Like, marketing is intentional. All these plans are intentional. So it's about, you know, for you, it's okay, next summer I want to do this. You know, you can work back how many projects you need, when they need to start. So when you're lining up sales and planning, like, you know, your spring is chaos, right? Or your February, March, April is nuts. But then May, June, July, August is when you're executing on that and making little adjustments. And then you analyze it in September, October, November again and get ready for next year.
Yeah. And we just had a Monday morning coffee at Thrive, which we do every single Monday at 8:30. With other business owners that just pop in whenever they want for that and just drop in. You don't need to register or anything. And we were talking about processes and what businesses have good processes. And I didn't want to raise my hand and say I have a good process, but I'm pretty happy with it. But I also know that there's so much more I can do. And I'm really close to being exceptional. Maybe not exceptional, but I'm really happy with it and I need to push that forward. But now that conversation plus this conversation equals hot business summer 2023 and ongoing, because now my focus will be there's a couple pieces that I need to be removed from in the process because I don't add any value to it. And how do I make that happen and get that rolling as fast as humanly possible?
Yeah, which is awesome. I think a great note to finish up on. Hot business summer. I think we answered what it is to Matt. We talked about what it is. I think we didn't quite say why you deserve it, but I do think that, you know, if you work hard and own a business, you deserve these good times. So if it's great sales, taking advantage of, you know, a busy market, or if it's wind down time, spending time with your kids, that's why you're in business. So if you're stuck on that track of never ever getting those types of periods, you need to talk to us, because there's answers for all of this stuff for any business. So you deserve to have that hot business summer. All right. We would love to help you with your hot business summer. You can reach out to us with an email to setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.